This is The Rotunda, your podcast about the people and issues shaping Florida politics. I'm Tramell Gomes.
I'll name one name specifically. Corey Bird is a racist. And I say that with my whole heart and being. He is.
Democratic Representative Angie Nixon says Republican Representative Corey Bird is unfit to be in office after he cursed at Black lawmakers, particularly Democratic Representative Travaris McCurdy.
I hope you're effing proud to Black members, myself specifically, mouthing it to Representative Nixon. There were white members around, but he singled us out.
All of this triggered by protests over a bill banning abortions after 15 weeks.
The sergeant will restore order in the gallery.
The so-called Don't Say Gay bill moves one step closer to becoming law.
Children in kindergarten do not need to hear about 100 different sexual orientations, sexual preferences in reality, and gender identities.
And the Senate passes its budget without punishing the school districts that impose mask mandates. We've got all that and more coming up on episode 192 of The Rotunda. As we inch closer and closer to the finish line, tensions are high in the Florida Capitol. And when it comes to the issue of race and racism, two lawmakers are here to say they've had enough. We will hear from both of them later in the program as they demand change. The Florida Senate unanimously passed a nearly $109 billion spending plan for the state Thursday after the House passed its $105 billion plan on Wednesday. One big difference is the House plan aims to punish some school districts. Here is Democratic Senator Chevron Jones.
Senator Bruxton, I know that there's been a lot of conversations on the others in the other chamber as far as the $200 million penalizing school districts who did not follow mask mandates and things like that. Are we doing the same thing here in this budget?
Senator Brockson, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. President. That is not we do not address that in our budget.
The two chambers now have until March 8th to agree on a budget to send to Governor Ron DeSantis if they want to finish the annual 60-day session on time. On Thursday, lawmakers advanced a watered-down version of the so-called Don't Say Gay bill. The legislation, or House Bill 1557, is supposed to restrict the discussion of sexual orientation and gender identity in schools. Here is bill sponsor Republican Representative Joe Harding in an exchange with Democratic Representative Fentress Driscoll.
So if we are prohibiting discussion around sexual orientation, are we therefore prohibiting discussion around people being gay?
You're recognized.
So, Representative, I would also say that you could apply that to straight. Again, we're talking about kindergarten through third grade, children as young as 6 years old. And the concern is that there is instruction that could that would continue to push it and lead to, whether you want to say it's stress or on that child, to have discussion. And in those ages, you know, focus should be on reading and math and the basics that come with being in kindergarten through third grade.
The organization Human Rights Watch documented how curricular restrictions harm LGBT youth in U.S. schools. It states these restrictions not only prevent students from accessing information that's essential to their health and well-being, but send a discriminatory message that being LGBT is inappropriate or wrong. Critics said the original bill banned even innocent discussions about a student's two mothers or fathers. The new version only bans discussion if it deviates from the class curriculum with an age limit of kindergarten through third grade. This is The Rotunda. I'm Tramell Gomes. Republicans in the Florida House of Representatives have approved a ban on abortions after 15 weeks, moving to tighten access to the procedure ahead of a U.S. Supreme Court decision that could limit abortion rights here in America. Members of the public watching lawmakers debate the issue erupted in protest.
That life remains a life, whether
The sergeant will restore order in the gallery.
While that was going on, listen to this real-time reaction from Democratic Representative Angie Nixon after she claims Republican Cord Byrd cursed at members of the Black Caucus.
You are very disrespectful for her.
I reached out to all parties involved to get their side of the story, and we're now joined by Democratic Representatives Angie Nixon and Trevaris McCurdy to explain what all happened on the House floor that evening. All right, representatives, thank you so much for joining me here on the Rotunda. I understand there was a lot of ruckus going on the floor. Could you give us some background? What really happened?
Sure. It was unnecessary ruckus that happened on the floor. So prior to the House voting on HB 5, the terrible 15-week abortion ban bill, and Representative Grawls, during Representative Grawls' close, there were members in the gallery who had been there for the entirety of the debate. And they began to heckle and chant and protest out of disgust that this bill was about to pass on the House floor. So when that happened abruptly, there were members of the majority party who sit in the front rows, who turned around, started standing up. In particular, Representative Cord Byrd turned around and began to say, I hope you're effing proud to Black members, myself specifically, mouthing it to Representative Nixon. There were white members around, but he singled us out and said, I hope you're effing proud. Turns back around to see what's happening, transpiring in the gallery. At this point, sergeants are dragging people out, one at a time from the gallery from protesting peacefully. I want to add that.
Let's go.
And then he turns around, we locked eyes again, and he's like, you're an effing joke. And at this point, we've been in the chamber for close to 10 hours. It's minutes away from midnight. And he's rolls away from where he actually sits and conveniently comes back there to let Black members of the Florida House know that we should be proud of what he thought we orchestrated this this outburst, you know, and holds her proud, and then wants to remind me that I'm an effing joke. So he lacks major decorum on the House floor, which they speak so much of and try to remind us so much of on a day-to-day basis. So that's kind of like my summarization of what happened on the floor.
And Representative Nixon, and you also were there, I guess, in earshot, and you saw this all go down?
Yep, I definitely saw it all go down. He looked at me. He said to me as well, I hope you're effing proud. And just the fact that he was really kind of like puffing his chest up at us and really antagonizing us. I guess he wanted us to, pop off, so to speak. But, you know, we oftentimes bite our tongues when they say some of the most offensive things. However, he got upset because kids were just voicing their disgust and disdain regarding this bill. And so it just shows you that he lacks composure. He's been getting away with this for so long. If he just openly, you know, thought that he can do this. And we definitely are, I know that I'm upset about it. I'm going to write a letter to Speaker Sprouse and to the Rules Chair Renner, asking for a public apology for what Representative Byrd did. There's a bill coming down the pipeline, HB 7, talking about how people feel discomfort. Well, many Black legislators feel discomfort every time we walk into those chambers. And that type of stuff happens a lot. And so it needs to be addressed. And this is what we're talking about when we're talking about white privilege. Just for him to have the privilege and the audacity and the gall to feel like it was okay for him to cuss us out in the chamber is absolutely absurd.
This is The Rotunda. I'm Tramell Gomes, chatting with Representatives Angie Nixon and Travaris McCurdy. I reached out to Representative Cord Burr to get his side of the story and left a message. Now back to McCurdy and Nixon.
I'm sorry to hear that. I understand, and I was reading that Speaker Chris Sprouls, there was a private apology to you, Representative McCurdy. How did that go down?
Right, because I had two options, Tramell. I could have lost my cool and went and approached Representative Byrd last night on the floor, but I'd probably be on the front page of the paper for the wrong reason. But I chose the latter, and I simply wrote down his statements with the message of what are you going to do, and I walked it up to the speaker's chief of staff last night before we gaveled out. When the speaker got word of or knowledge of what was going on, he called me into his office, track down on Representative Byrd at the request of the speaker. After 10 hours on the floor, it being after midnight and at the request of the speaker, he did verbally apologize to me in the speaker's office. Do I feel like it was genuine? No, I felt like he was taking the orders of the speaker so everyone can go home and get showered and get back here this morning, right? Aside from that, it's really another version and just another example of the gaslighting that goes on in this building, man. They rarely listen to us when we're saying anything on the floor, but they take every opportunity to reprimand us and turn around and try to make us feel less than at every opportunity that they get. Cord Burr is the ringleader. This is not a surprise from even members of his own party who are familiar with his actions. And he has a history of just not being someone that you can work with. And he's an example of what we don't need in the Florida House.
Where do you all go from here? I've always been curious about when seeing issues like, you know, the discomfort bill, and you all are addressing issues that dealing with race issues, and you're having opposing views that impact your personhood. How do you guys handle all of that going forward?
We don't really have a choice. We have to deal with the issues that come before us, right? But we do have a level of respect that's owed to us as members in this process. So it doesn't change the things that we'll be faced with that, you know, going forward for the next final weeks of session, right? Our approach is no different. What we want is we want balance. We want it to be equitable in that chamber. So what you expect from one party, you should expect from the other party. What you expect from one race, as far as respecting the other person, it has to be a level playing field. And we can't give free passes. So that's why I'm taking this chance to speak with you, because I believe, like, if we don't say anything and sweep this under the rug, it'll be another incident in another 2 weeks or another session. But because it happened to me, I feel it is my obligation as a Black man in this process, especially when we have so many uncomfortable and controversial topics that we're talking about and filing bills and hearing and debating about. We have to let people know, like, this stuff is happening right here in the halls where we make these laws. So we have to let people know, like, it's not limited to, certain neighborhoods and certain areas, aspects of our society. This is infiltrated right here. And the same people who are making these laws are the same people we should be trying to ban, you know, for their actions. So it's just gotta be, what's good for the goose is good for the goblin, man. And we just can't let people get free passes.
Representative Nixon, anything else you'd like to say?
You asked, you know, where do we go from here? I think it's important for the people who spoke last night, like the ones who spoke last night and got up and voiced their disdain and let chance disrupted the process and led chance. I think it's important for the people to speak up at the ballot box, because we don't need to keep electing members that are racist. We don't need to keep electing members who who are sexist or homophobic. We don't need to keep electing members who don't know what it's like to be working class, right? Who don't know what it's like to actually care about what's going on in Florida. We're facing a housing crisis, and we have done absolutely nothing in this chamber about it. That's because of the majority party. We're facing a teacher shortage. We haven't done anything about it, but we're here passing bills to create culture wars in an effort for the governor to potentially run for president of the United States. It's got to stop, and we're going to stop it on our watch.
And hearing strong words like racist and sexist, for those listening, like, you know, they might be wondering, like, who are they? Who are these people that you're talking about? Can you name names?
I'll name one name specifically. Cord Bird is a racist. And I say that with my whole heart and being. He is. He's very disrespectful, and he owes us a public apology.
All right. Well, Representative Nixon and McCurdy, thank you so much for taking this time to speak with me. I really appreciate your time.
All right, man. Have a good one.
As we wrap up, here is a Florida Black History Month salute to the Florida Legislature and Dr. Mary McLeod Bethune by the Florida Legislative Black Caucus. Here is Representative and former Senator Geraldine Thompson.
This is a very significant event in the history of the state of Florida, which holds the distinction of being the only state in the nation by act of its legislature to vote to be represented in Statuary Hall by an African American female. So this is Florida history, this is American history, and certainly in February, this is Black history. So we want to thank you all.
And here's the chair of the Florida Legislative Black Caucus, Senator Bobby Powell, followed by House Speaker Chris Sprouse.
As we, as a Black caucus, know that history is so important and Black History Month is so important, especially this year when we've been involved in a process in this legislature where so many racial type incidents or overtones are continuing to happen. This is for our strength and as a reminder of who we are.
Thank you for having me here. It's great to be with you during Black History Month to celebrate the life, and maybe more importantly, the legacy of Mary McLeod Bethune, what she means not only to the state of Florida, but for the United States of America. But we get to claim her as a Floridian. And I know, Senator Thompson, you worked for years on the Statuary Hall and having her placed there. And I was privileged that I got to be the beneficiary of so much of your work by being present here in the legislature when we were able to pass that.
The marble statue of Dr. Bethune will be unveiled in the U.S. Capitol on July 13th. That's it for this edition of The Rotunda. Thanks to Representatives Angie Nixon and Travaris McCurdy. Be sure to join us again Monday for more stories about the people and issues shaping Florida politics. I'm Tramell Gomes.